আপনারাও কোন কাশ্মীর নামে যারা বিশেষ করে হেভি ডিজেল পরিচালনা কাশ্মীরের জন্য তাদেরকে বিশেষ করে ধন্যবাদ কর্মচারীকে প্রশ্ন করি বুঝ মহাপ্রভু সম্বন্ধে কিছু করেছিল
সেই কৌশল সামনে বৈকুণ্ঠ প্রিয় দর্শন যে মহাপুরুষগণ আপ্রকাশিত করে এই ভগবতী ধাম পরিক্রমা কিসের জন্য আমাদের বহু অভিজ্ঞ একটু ঐটুকি ভক্তি লাভ আমি প্রবেশের কাছে কিছু তথ্য করি না আমি অবচিত হয়ে যাব তাই করি না
Thank you. And Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, one particular cult that came to the Western world and preached the glories of this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Srimad Om Vishnupada Esa Bhaktivedanta Sadhu Maharaj, my beloved Guru. Without his mercy, no one in the whole world would know anything about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First of all, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur conceived of this plan for spreading this vision to the Western world. And at first he began to write this great knowledge which had been locked in the Bengali language, in the Sanskrit language. And he began to distribute this to the world in the form of English language. And after him, as he had written, just as prolifically as the six Goswamis had written, had given us so many shastras, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also gave us so many shastras. And therefore he is considered to be the seventh Goswami, Sapta Goswami. And in his, after following in his line, Bhaktivinoda Thara, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur continued the same mission to distribute this wealth of more fame of the transcendental Madhurya fame. Another Pitachirim Chirat Purunayavatirna Palo Samarapaitu Anata Ujjavalana Sam Samhakti Shriyam Hari Puratasundar Tiyuti Kadampa Sangeevita Sadahadaya Kandales Puratu Vasachi Nangada. This mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that is so rare in many kalpas, this same wealth cannot be had. But by the mercy of Sri Satchinandana Gaura Hari coming into this world to distribute what has not been given for a very long time, we have been enabled to receive this. So in this line of disciple succession, this knowledge was preserved by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he also made this attempt to distribute this knowledge to the Western world. And at first he also wrote and spoke in the English language. And one particular personality who came into this connection was given some instruction and ordered by him that he should try to also preach this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Western world, and it will be very good for you and for all who hear from you. So this devotee took this instruction as his life and soul, and he took the order of his Gurudev on his head and spent his entire life in preparation. And then he mounted a ship and sailed across the ocean, went to the Western world, and began to distribute this Anarapita Charim Chirat, this that had not been distributed for a very long time. And he came to that desh, to that place, Paschata Desh, which was full of complete voidism. This Paschata Desh, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Kucharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. That the whole Western world was full of nothing but ignorance, nothing but voidism, no conception of God. And if they had any conception of God, the most high conception that they could have was that God is some kind of impersonal being. But in the Vedas, in the Upanishads, we find that this description is given there, that yes, that the Supreme Lord has his eternal impersonal aspect. And great sages have declared, Padanti tat tat pavidas tat pam yas yaram adhvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. That the Supreme Truth, the Supreme Reality, has three features. And these three features are gradually higher and higher. Brahman, the understanding of the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, is all-pervasive, effulgent Brahman Jyoti, Paramatma, the understanding of the Supreme Lord who is all pervasive within the heart, within the atom also. And Bhagavan, the personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, who has all opulence, Sadaishvanga Guru. This same supreme personality, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. This supreme personality who is the ultimate cause of all causes, also invented himself here in Srinavadvita. The evidence is given, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that who is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is this personality? He is none other than the supreme personality of Godhead. Yadakvaitam brahmoparashati tharakyasya tirva yadakvantaryami kurusha iti so syamsa tirva sat aishwarya purnaya yadakvansa svayamaya na chaitanya krishna shanti paratattam paramuha. This personality, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is none other than that supreme Ishwara Parama Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only there is the difference that this is Krishna coming for his own purpose, that he wants to taste himself. Because he is the supreme Rasa Vigraha, he is the supreme Rasika Shekhar, and he wants to taste the supreme Ras. And who is tasting? Srimati Radhika. She is tasting in the highest. No other personality is tasting like her. So Krishna also wants to experience this because he is the supreme Purusham, Govindamadi Purusham. He is the supreme enjoyer of all rasas. So he also wants to taste this. Therefore, he invents himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wants to understand why is Srimati Radhika. What is the greatness of her love? Shiradhaya pranaya mahima kidrisho vana yaiva. What is the mahima, the greatness of Srimati Radhika's love? Swadhyo yena bhuta madhurima kidrisho vana mahiya. Swadhyo yena bhuta madhurima. What is this wonderful sweetness of bhuta? This unbelievable, wonderful, unlimited sweetness that she tastes in her love for me. Sokyam chasyam vat anubhavata kidrisham veti loha. And what is the mahabhav ecstasy that she is experiencing in her love for me? Tadbhava yasamajani sachigarama sindo hindu. In this ocean of Mother Sachi Devi's womb, he invented himself in order to taste these three things. So not only has he come to this world to distribute the Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan, that could have been done by Mahavishnu. He is coming in every Yuga, and he is distributing the Yuga Dharma in Dwapara Yuga, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Kali Yuga. But in this particular Kali Yuga, it is very special. Therefore, Anarapita Chalim Chirat, not for a very long period. And how long is this period? This is many, many millions and millions of years. It is an entire Kalpa, a day of Brahma. And as Krishna also appears once only in one day of Brahma, also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he appears in the Kali Yuga following Krishna's appearance. This is the Anarapita Chalim Chirat. He is for many, many thousands and thousands of yugas, he has not distributed this kind of Krishna thing. But he is coming to taste. He is coming to taste for his own purposes. But he is also coming to distribute. And what is that that he is coming to distribute? Anarapita Chalim Chirat Purnayam Lo Samarpayitam Unatam Ujvalarasam Svabhakti Shriyam. We have heard so beautifully from our divine teacher Gurudev Srila Bhakti Dhananarayana, his explanation as he travels throughout the world, trying to impress upon all devotees that Mahaprabhu has come to give the very highest thing, Svabhakti Shriyam. He has come to give that beautiful, radiant beauty of the love of the gopis, Rajagopis, that he has come to distribute to the world. But still it is very, very rare. In general, he is distributing Prenam Sankirtan, and he is giving admittance into Raja Prem Ras. But he has also come to distribute this very specific thing, and that he has done through Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, they have given us this process. They have fully elaborated exactly how we can perform this process of bhajan so that we may develop our bhakti to this highest degree. That we, and he has given the process in stages, so many different stages, ado, shodha, tatamsad, sangato, bhajanakriya, anartana, nirvittisya, so many different stages, coming to ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema, and so many levels. This has all been elaborated by Srila Rupa Goswami. No other religious system in the entire world you can examine, anyone can examine. There is no religious system in the world which can come close to this description of the details of how the Supreme Being is to be loved. And how this Ladini Shakti, this pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord, will come within the heart of the devotee and will manifest all of these stages. So Srila Rupa Goswami has given this to the world, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojan Acharya of our disciple line, he has shown by his own example how to be a Rupa Nuga, how to be a follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. So these personalities are Nitya Siddhas. They have come to this world from Golok Vrindavan. They are the eternal associates of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. They are the eternal associate Manjaris, and they have come to show us how to serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna, how to be fully absorbed in our heart and our minds. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to simply distribute this to everyone out of his cosmos mercy. Therefore, Namo Mahapadanaya. He is the most munificent. No other incarnation, no other avatar of the Supreme Lord has been as merciful. Mahavadanya avatar. He has given such cosmos mercy, extreme mercy, because he is not only Krishna, but he is also Srimati Radhika, combining together in one form the bhava of Srimati Radhika and the mercy of Srimati Radhika, combined with the mercy of Krishna. Therefore, it is the supreme merciful. Parama karuna, pahutvijana, nitai gauda chandra. So we pray on this most auspicious day, and I pray for the blessings of all these seven Vaishnavas, that in this life I can continue to come to Navadvip Dham in your most auspicious association, and to do Navadvip Dham Parikrama until the last breath in this body. And hopefully I will be able to do some service for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Govardhan Brahmachari. Sri Govardhan Brahmachari. Sri Chimad Brahmachari. Thank you.
पश्चात शिक्षा को बात विचार विचार विराम करीकरण करने मैं अनंत ओडिशा को धन्यवाद ज्ञापन कर तदनंतर वैष्णववृंद गौरव सज्जनवृंद मातृवृंद सवार चरणे हमें यथाथ दंडवत ज्ञापन कर तथापि हमें सभी कथा थोड़ा प्रयुक्त हो तथापि कोरोनामय शुक्ल महाराज जी विषय और पृष्ठा
भगवान 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 ने राज्य के सिंहासन की तरह
অধিকার করতে চায়, সেই সকল লোকের মুমিন করবার জন্য ভগবানের আদেশে আমি সংসারের মধ্যে মায়াবাদ জীব জীবব্রহ্ম ঐক্যবাদ জগতে প্রচার করতে চাই। কিন্তু বাস্তব আমার এই দুর্গত কথা তাই নিজেই দুর্গত ভাবকে নিজে বলেছেন, ভজ গোবিন্দ ভজ গোবিন্দ ভজ গোবিন্দ গুরুমতি, হে গুরুমতি একমাত্র ভগবান গোবিন্দকে ভজন করো, গোবিন্দের ভজন করো। কেন গোবিন্দের ভজন বিনা আজ যে উদ্ধার নাই, কিন্তু মায়ার দ্বারা মুক্ত জীব তার হৃদগত ভাবকে সন্ধারণ করতে পারেন না, সেই জীবব্রহ্ম ঐক্যবাদ জীবব্রহ্ম না করেন, জীব একমাত্র ব্রহ্ম আর এই সংসারের মধ্যে ব্রহ্ম ছাড়া আর কিছু নেই। শাস্ত্রের মধ্যে চার যে বাক্যকে তিনি মুখ্য রূপে নিয়েছেন তার আংশিক বাক্য না, অহং ব্রহ্মাস্মি তত্ত্বমসি প্রজ্ঞানম ব্রহ্ম
উপস্থিত হয়েছি। সেই পর কিন্তু অপ্রাপ্ত বৃন্দাবনের কথা স্মৃতি
সেই অপরাধীর বৃন্দাবনের কথা বলতে গিয়ে আমাদের বিশ্বনাথ চক্রবর্তী পাঠ করেছেন, আর তো ভগবান পুরুষোত্তম তার ধামম বৃন্দাবন ব্রহ্মা কাজী পাসনা বলে গুরু বর্গের যাত্রা করতে শ্রীমান ভাগবত প্রমাণ হে মাতমান শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুর মত ইদম তত্ত্বাব আচার্যগণ বলছেন এই মাত্র জন আরাধ্য ভগবান প্রজেশোত্তম আমাদের মাত্র আরাধ্যকে এই মাত্র প্রজেন্দন
যদি ভক্তের যদি আমরা সঙ্গ করি তাহলে ভক্তের পাবে আমরা